you're unsure of what lies ahead, don't be afraid to take a step. If you can dream, then that's a start. Just make it happen. Oh, follow your heart. We'll be together to the end of the journey. Radio Dead Hana.
Magandang and aloha. Well, sometimes we have to change our greetings every day. This is John Obiku from Radio Tadhana. We're just borrowing that line from somewhere else. I think napick up ko yan sa Pilipinas while I was riding on a jeepney kasi AM yata ang favorite station ng mga jeepney drivers because of the latest chismis sa nangyayari sa ating paligid-digid. So, I think yung FM is so different. I stick with AM kasi yun ang tama, yun ang radyo ng masa, AM.
Yes, that's what I'm
sorry.
Listen to.
I'd like to introduce you,
you haven't introduced me yet.
Guest today, see Miracle, all the way from Manila. And Miracle,
Mabuhay.
I'd like you to say a few words before we start our programming.
I'd like to greet my family. Inay! I'm sorry.
I'll cut it out.
You have to take your No! Let's do it.
Opo, okay. You know what? I'll give you this. This raw footage. Kasi hindi siya edited. Marami tayong mga bloopers. So, it's good. It is real radio. Pag real radio, maraming bloopers yan. Hi.
Hello.
Oh, sige.
Oh, sige na. Last one.
Okay. Short one. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to announce to you, from the station of Radio Tadhana, we have a guest. A very, very good. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
I will introduce you.
Aloha, kakahiyaka. Yan po ibig sabihin ng good morning. This is John B. Koo. We are here again on our Radio Tadhana podcast. And I have a guest, and her name is Miracle, all the way from Manila. She is actually miles or thousands of miles away, and we have tapped into her communication system so she could be live with us or be with us on this radio program. And this is Miracle from Manila, Philippines. Alright, say a few words, Miracle, to our listeners out there.
Mabuhay everyone, magandang gabi po dito sa Pilipinas, and aloha sa mga taga Hawaii.
Well, so,
<I'm>
Miracle, I'm glad that you are in our program tonight, and the whole our audience is actually wanted to have a special guest in our daily podcast, regular podcast, because baka sawa na sila sa aking boses, so we would like to add some spices para mas malasa, malinamnam at katakap-takap ang pakikinig ng ating mga tagapakinig dito sa Radio Tadhana at saka maasim.
So ako yung maasim. I will be the sour. The sour taste of your program.
Oh. Ang spice ninyo, you are the sweet. Yes.
I'm the sweet.
So.
Sweetie. I'm very excited to be a part of your podcast, Drano, and I hope that this program will be able to reach and inform some of your listeners who are doing daily nonsensical conversations.
Because Tadhana is Tanana Radio, actually with sense and nonsense. Kaya libre po kayong talk nonsense. So we can talk nonsense or with sense. Kasi we are normal people. In our own.
Yes. Speaking of normal, well, are we normal? Are we really normal? I don't think we are within that range. I think we're way beyond normal. So.
Yeah, so.
This is a weird broadcasting happening.
Pagpasensyahan nyo na po kami, but we are entertaining you. It's called entertainment. Entertaining you. Yes.
We hope that you are entertained.
I'm sorry. I'm just so happy that we have a guest. So, pagpasensyahan nyo na lang po ang.
Yeah, I think it's really hard to see yourself. But I think that's very hard to do, and I think we should give credit to Jano for doing all this podcast to entertain us, and because it's really, really hard to talk to yourself alone in your room slowly, sad, reflective, and mahirap yung doon. Yeah. So I think it's really, really high time for you to have someone to talk to.
It's been a dream come true, and we will be having more guests in our podcast. Thank you for the technology, and we are bridging the gaps between islands, between archipelagos, between continents.
Yes, between time zones.
Distance is no longer the issue here. Yes. Wala na yung sinasabi nilang geographically undesirable. That's a thing of the past. Wala po. Wala. Pero it was once said to me. Yes.
But of course, it's still different if you could hold and touch a person, diba, that you're talking to,
yes,
or you're
of course,
dating.
I agree with that.
It's still different.
There are also other senses that we could use, despite of the distance. It is the five senses of the soul. Yes. It's called conscience. Imagination, memory, emotion, and I forgot one more. It starts with the letter R. I think I'll go back to my notes and just remind me what's that R for. Yun, remembrance yata.
Remember. Oh no, Andy forgot it. How ironic to forget remembrance.
It could be remembrance because it starts with another R, but I think it's different. So, I'll just take note on that. It could be reflection. Could
reflection?
See. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, oh.
Yeah. Okay, that will be your assignment. So that we could inform your audience.
So alam nyo na po yung five physical senses. Yung sight, yung touch, yung smell, ano pa, yung hearing, at saka taste. Yun ang physical, which is, yung distance na yun, which is a distance of 0 feet, 0 foot. Or, it could be 5 feet, or it could just be 10 feet, kasi nakapagsigaw ka pa. You can see that person.
But of course, so our argument is actually which is better, the physical senses or
the soul senses?
The other one?
Yes.
Soul senses.
Soul.
So. The technology bridges the gap between
and the physical senses.
Soul senses?
But, yes. Mm-hmm. Pero...
Maybe? Does?
Probably just in my IMHO. Which it means in my humble opinion. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we hate to cut this program because... We're almost, it's almost time for me to leave, and this is John B. Cool and Miracle signing off.
Thank you. That concludes our podcast for today, and we would like to thank Cool for a very lovely theme for Radio Sadahana, a theme song. And we would like to thank her deeply, and we appreciate her contribution to Radio Sadahana. And we would like to wish her good luck in her career in music, and she would be successful in every way, and she's already successful in life. And anyway, we would like to thank everyone who is listening to our podcast, and kahit na medyo may kaikikan or hindi normal ang programming natin dito, we just like to entertain you, and we would like to thank our friends in the East Coast, Jane and Homer, my brother and my sister-in-law and my nephew, for taking care of us, or taking care of me while I was there, and hopefully I'll be back there again soon. Kasi hindi po ko pa na bisita lahat ng gusto kong bisitain sa Washington, D.C. And also would like to see Nueva York, at saka madami pang iba. Anyway, I'd like also to thank my friends in Vallejo area, si Nat, si Tasha, si Dersel, si Ate Lori, and I'd like to thank my cousin in LA, si Ate Mags, and also I'd like to greet my high school friend, si Mimi, and her family, sa West Covina, the Noble family. And also like to thank my host, my cousin sa San Diego, for taking care of me while I was there too. Kuya Kaloy, thank you very much for taking for your patience and your friendship, and us having fun and sa ating mga lakad dyan all around California neighbors. And also I'd like to greet my friend in Vegas, Karen. Sorry, Karen, thank you for accompanying us with Kuya Kaloy, showing us around. Or thank you for being our clown. I'm sorry, I don't even know what to describe. And also to would also like to thank my friends listening in Manila, and to our regular listeners, thank you so much, and aloha, and God bless, and hopefully we will be podcasting from that side of the world in Manila, because I would like to podcast talaga eh. And lahat ng ating mga tagapakinig, thank you so much. And I would like to break the news. My friend Polly in La Union, Philippines has just passed away this morning, and I would like to send my condolences to her family, to his family. He's been a good friend of mine and a big brother, a mentor in life and spiritual sense, and also a good friend. Polly, thank you so much for giving me the strength while I was with you before I left for California, and may rest in peace. And this podcast is dedicated to you, and this podcast is brought to you by the Filipino Summit, found at www.filipinosummit.com.
Sa tuwing nag-iisa, ikaw ay mag-asama. Kahit walang ginagawa, basta tayong dalawa. Di na kailangan ng rosas at musika, ikaw lang. Sa tuwing tuwing napapagod, konting haplos lang sa likod, di kailangan ng anong gamot, yun lang ay sumusob. Di na kailangan ng anong pang ospital, ikaw lang. Isa sa lips, isa sa cheeks, agad maaalis. Di na kailangan ng siomay o pares, mami, ikaw lang. Sa tuwing nangangamba, tawag mo ay tama na. Basta malamang okay ka, ako'y kontento na. Di na kailangan ng sangkatutak na daylan, ikaw lang. Konteng kakbay, dyan ako ay hay na hay. Di na kailangan ng pambobo lang, bulok naman, ikaw lang. Sa tuwing may nanakit, yakap lang na kahipit. Sa init ng iyong kapit, alis na ang sakit. Di na kailangan ng sumpang kahirap makamit, ikaw lang. Simple lang nang hinihiling sa'yo, ito lang.